Blog Talk Radio.
Eradicate from your mind.
All right, true worshipers. Time to forget about all the trouble the devil's brought in our life. Give it over to God. Yeah. I want you to know right now it's his time.
We gotta give him praise. Let everybody worship.
Come on.
The Lord.
Let's worship.
Worship.
Oh, come on, saints. He's worthy.
Welcome to Passion for Christ, a spiritually enlightening call-in internet radio broadcast of the Grace View Church of Christ in beautiful Anderson, South Carolina, with Minister Brian C. Jones. The Grace View Church of Christ in Anderson meets at 918 West Whitner Street at 10 a.m. each Sunday morning for life-changing worship service and 7 p.m. each Thursday for life transformation Bible study. Saturate your soul with encouraging biblical sermons, morning devotions, dating tips, a cappella concerts, and congregational singing by visiting us on YouTube at www.youtube.com/GraceviewSC or call us anytime at 864-332-7572 for information about the Grace View Church of Christ, Passion for Christ Radio, or any of its other ministries. If you or someone you know has been blessed by this broadcast and would like to donate financial resources to ensure the continuation of Passion for Christ Radio and Passion for Christ Television broadcast, you may give a tax-deductible donation online at www.graceviewcoc.com by clicking on the Donate tab. If you have a question or a prayer request, please dial number 1 on your telephone, and when the last 4 digits of your telephone number has been called, state your name, question, or prayer request. You can also email us at graceviewcoc@gmail.com for questions or other information. Now stay tuned as Minister Brian C. Jones gives a practical biblical lesson from principles in the Word of God tonight.
Good evening again and welcome to Passion for Christ. I am your host, Brian C. Jones, minister of the Grace View Church of Christ here in beautiful Anderson, South Carolina, and I'm absolutely elated to be with you on this evening. I want to personally thank all of you throughout the world and the country and the internet for being with us on tonight. Your presence is certainly appreciated, and we thank God for you each and every Monday. Our devotion is going to be coming from Jonah chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. Jonah chapter 1. Verses 1 and 2, and if you needed a title for tonight's devotion, it would simply be Fulfilling Your Assignment. Fulfilling Your Assignment. I want you to know that an assignment is very important. For most of you, you can remember when you were growing up and your parents gave you something to do that was indeed an assignment. When you went to school, the teacher gave you an assignment, and your first jobs that you got, they were all places where you received an assignment, and your job was to fulfill your assigned duties or responsibilities dutiful. And when you become a child of God, God also gives you an assignment. And when we talk about having an assignment, I want you to know that there were some great men and women in the Bible that were given assignments. Moses was given an assignment to lead God's people out of Egypt, and Abraham was given an assignment to leave his place of residence and go, and his family, and go to a land that I'm going to show you. David was given an assignment. John Mark in the New Testament was given an assignment. And Jonah, tonight's devotion, we find that Jonah was given an assignment. The Bible says in Jonah chapter 1, verse number 1, the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, the great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. When God gives a man an assignment, usually God gives that assignment to a leader. And God needed a leader. God gave him a lesson. What was the lesson? Arise and go. And I want you to go to the great city of Nineveh and do what? Cry out against them before their deeds have come up to me. So God had a leader. He gave him a lesson. He gave him a location. What was the location? It was Nineveh. And then the people were wicked, but God demonstrated his love. So he gave him a leader, gave him a lesson, gave him a location, and demonstrated his love. And when God does that, God has given you an assignment. And one of the most frustrating things that I believe that takes place with God in Christianity is when God gives someone an assignment, they don't follow it, and then they have to suffer the consequences. When we try to live and we are asking God for all of these things that we believe that we need, and some rightfully so, but we're asking God to give us blessings, but do we really sometimes consciously think about the importance of fulfilling our assignment that God has given us? You may be saying, well, I'm not a preacher. Well, I understand that. But let me ask you this question. Are you a child of God? Because if you are a child of God, then you, my friends, have been given an assignment. Mark 16:15, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. So what did he tell them, the disciples, to do? Go. What did he tell them to go? Into all the world. What did he tell them to do? Preach. Who did he tell them to preach to? All creation. What did he tell them to do? Once you preach the gospel to all creation, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. So God has a purpose and an assignment for you. I know you're trapped in your job. I know you're trapped in your family. I know you're trapped in your marriage, and you have all these things that you believe that are trapping you to focus all of your time on them. But can I tell you, all of the rich and bountiful blessings are in fulfilling your assigned duties and responsibilities. And if I can get you to get this tonight, your life will change for the better for the rest of your life. Because here's our problem. Here's our problem. Most of us have an assignment that we understand. And let me give you a working definition for an assignment quickly here. An assignment is when God wants you to go out into the world and help people. And when you help people, God wants you to tell them how to be saved. Okay? That's Christianity right there. That's it. That is Christianity. You get baptized into Christ for remission of sins. Get added to the Church of Christ. You receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. God says, as a disciple, you need to come worship every week, weekly, assemble with your congregation, learn my word, learn how to worship me the way I want to be worshiped. And then when I send you back out from that assembly, your job is to help people. And then when you help people with their needs, you tell them what to do to be saved. It's really just that simple. Now, I know we have issues and all that stuff, but that is your assignment as a child of God. You go out and you help people so that you can tell them about the gospel that will save their souls, because in 115 years, every man, woman, boy, or girl, or infant child that is living right now will no longer be on this earth. So the reality is, what kind of meaning will your life have in the afterlife? The only way your life will have any meaning in the afterlife is if you do something while you have this life right now. But here's the problem, and I'll let you go. The problem is that our interest are in physical things instead of spiritual things. Do you need me to rewind that and pause and press play again? Okay, I believe you do. Here it is. Our interest are in physical things instead of spiritual things. When I say money and cars and clothes and houses and health, your antennas go up. Why? Because those things interest you more than me saying, go and save somebody. Go and knock on somebody's door. Tell them about the good news that Jesus died for them. See, you see how less interest you have in that? It's because our mentality and our minds are focused on the physical things, and we're more interested in those things than we are into the spiritual things. But at some point in your life, that needs to switch. A shift needs to take place, because for you to live your life with the complete interest being physical, the how you look and what you eat and what you wear and where you go, and it's all about quality of life, and I understand it. There's nothing wrong with those things. However, Something could be wrong if you place all the physical things before you place the spiritual things. For example, if your boss texted you right now while you're listening to me, if one of your clients texted you right now, you know what you would do? You would pay more attention to that text because that text involves money. That text involves you getting something that you desire. But when God is knocking on your door and calling you on your assignment, people don't do what the Lord says to do. You want me to prove that to you? Here it is. I need you to know that saving lost people is what God has called you to do. But with Jonah did not want to do what the Lord told him to do. Now, let me run the text back to you one more time so you can get this thing. Because I want this to bless your life tonight. And I want you to get on the phone after you get off the phone with me. And I want you to go and talk to somebody else about fulfilling their spiritual assignment. The Bible says in verse number 1, the word of the Lord came to Jonah. God's word came to him saying, arise. What does that mean? Stand up. Get up. Then it says go, which means that you have to have some action. So that means that when God calls you, your response needs to be a response of action. He says, arise, go to Nineveh, the great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. The thing I love about that first, that text right there, is the fact that we see four things from God. We see God's love for wicked people. Praise God. Amen. We see God's love. We see God's willingness to forgive. We see God's forgiveness. We see God's love. We see his forgiveness. And we see his grace. And we see hope. Those four things is what every human being needs. Every human being needs love, unconditional love by God. Every human being needs forgiveness because you will mess up. And then every human being needs grace because, let me tell you something, even when you get forgiven, and you're going to mess up again, intentionally trying to do the right thing, you will end up doing the wrong thing. So when you get so fed up with trying to do right but still do wrong, you're going to need God to give you some grace. There's going to be some blessing that you need that God has to give you that you cannot earn and you cannot merit for, because God just has to give you those things through grace. And every one of us tonight needs hope, hope for eternal life. The word hope means expectation. Even though it does not look as favorable as I would like for it to look, I have hope because I have an expectation that because my God is so big, my God is so grand, my God is so great, my God is so good, that I will be able to get a future blessing. Is there anybody tonight that believes, because God is so good, even though you don't have all that you desire right now, that the Lord that you serve is so faithful that you have the hope to know that things will get better? So we need to make sure we understand that God told Jonah what to do. Now, let me give you two things that will help you out to fulfill your assignment, because a lot of times everything that you desire is in your assignment. Everything that you desire, please get this on out to the masses tonight. Everything that you desire in your life is wrapped up in your assignment, okay? So if you fulfill your assignment, then God can give you all those things you desire. Now, there are two things, and I'll let you go. The first way that you can realize how important it is for you to go out and try to save lost people, because that's what God has called you to do, because saving lost people is what he called you to do. And there are two ways that you can respond to that. Number one, God's calling requires an immediate response. It does not mean that you're going to pray about it when God calls you. It does not mean that you have to think about it. It does not mean that you have to do all those things. And, you know, we say things like, well, when God calls, you may say things like, well, God, I get back with you. Or God, you know what, let me just contemplate on that. Let me talk to my preacher about it. No, when God calls you, God wants you to move. Because he said, arise and go to the city of Nineveh. There's some lost people there who are evil and wicked, and I want to save them. I want to demonstrate my love and my compassion. So when you have an assignment by God and a calling by God to do something good, to help people, and so that you can teach them about the gospel of Jesus Christ, how to be saved, God's calling requires an immediate response, because God requires action. Don't respond faster to your manager, to your friends and your clients and your customers and your text messages and your emails than you do to God. When you focus on those things more so than God, what you really do is cripple yourself from getting what it is that you need faster. because God has to teach you that those things could come faster to you if you get into my will and my way and my assignment for your life. So when you do good to people and you help people, that's just who you are. The DNA of every child of God should be, I'm a person who seeks to help people every day of my life. And when I get an opportunity to help people, when I see that people have a need, you know what I do? I tell them about Jesus Christ. I tell them about the one who was born of a woman who had no earthly father physically, but he had a heavenly father. And he's the only one that I know that got up from the grave and never died again. He had an earthly father by the name of Joseph, but he was birthed from the Holy Ghost. And I need you to understand that God sent Jesus to do a good work, to help people, because that was his assignment. As a matter of fact, in Matthew chapter 16, I want you to remember this, because there was a time when Peter tried to rebuke Jesus from going to the cross. He said, Lord forbid, I never let anything happen to you. You know what Jesus told Peter? Get thee behind me, Satan, for thou art an offense to me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of the world. You know what Jesus was really saying? Peter, your interests are in man's interest instead of God's interest. God's interest is for me to work to do his will so I can save people. Your interest is you so that you can save your life and save your comfort so that you can not do what God wants me to do. So I need you to understand tonight, either you're setting your mind on man's interest or God's interest. And can I tell you, when you set your mind on God's interest, you can get those things that you desire faster. You can get a house faster. You can get a car faster. You can get a wife faster. Oh, praise the mighty name of Jesus. I can remember when I was single and I wanted a wife and I had a lot of options. However, I was waiting on finding the right one, but I got into ministry. And can I tell you, when I got into ministry, my life changed. All the stuff that I could not get the way I wanted outside of ministry, I was able to get those things inside of ministry, because I needed somebody faithful. I needed somebody that wanted to worship the Lord and stayed in the Church of Christ and wanted to go to heaven just as bad as I did. And I wanted somebody that wanted to help people. And guess what? God sent me to my wife when I got into my assignment and worked in ministry. And God can send you to your job. He can send you to your car. He can send you to all those things you can desire when you fulfill your assignment and put him first. So here it is. The second thing, God's calling requires a faithful response. I'm going to talk to you about this on next week, but when God called Jonah, Jonah arose, he went to the wrong place. He went to Tarshish because he wanted to run away from his calling. He wanted to run away from his assignment. So you can sometimes respond to God, but respond with the wrong response, because he didn't respond to God with a faithful response. When God calls you, you have to be faithful, because you cannot be hypocritical and ask God to do things for you, but be unwilling to do things for God, and then get mad at God when God does not bless you with those things you desire, when you habitually disobey him and do not fulfill your assignment. So whatever it is you need tonight, whatever it is you want tonight, whatever it is you desire tonight, you must make sure you understand that you can get it, but you got to fulfill your assignment. Are there any assignments that God has given you that you lied and said you were going to do, but you didn't do it? And every one of us tonight knows that there is something that God told you to do. There was an assignment that God sent somebody to tell you that you needed to do, but you lied. You said you were going to do it. Either you forgot or you didn't have the integrity to fulfill it. Because a lot of times people lack integrity. They'll lie and tell you one thing and never have any intentions of doing anything that they said, because they just want to say things because it sounds good. Oh, I'll help you. Oh, I'll do this. Oh, I'll do that. But they don't really have any intention of doing it. And the only person that they're hurting, they're not hurting the person to whom they lied to. They're hurting themselves, because God is saying, I sent that person to give you an assignment. You said you were going to do it and you didn't do it. So who are you hurting? You're hurting yourself, because God has to allow you to go through this thing called circles. Anybody tonight ever been through circles before and you kept going through the same thing over and over and over again? Can I tell you why you go through that? Go through that because anytime you keep doing the same thing, you'll get the same result. So you have to do something better and different and higher and on a grandiose level to get a different result. I hope and pray that this information has blessed you tonight. If you don't do anything in this world, teach somebody about Jesus so that you can have a conversation with them in eternity, because God wants you to save lost people. That's what he's calling you to do. You do that by responding with an immediate response and a faithful response, and you can save yourself a lot of time and headache. In the next few weeks, I'm going to tell you how Jonah allowed himself to go through some things that he never had to go through. Have you ever considered the fact, and I'm done, have you ever considered the fact that Jonah would never have gotten into the mouth of that great fish if Jonah would have fulfilled his assignment? God told him to go to Nineveh, but he wanted to go to Joppa and then go to Tarshish. So what God had to do was allow him to go through a whole bunch of painful situations, to be on that boat, to be shipwrecked. Jonah's boat was shipwrecked. The people on the boat found out who Jonah was and that Jonah disobeyed God, threw him over the boat. Now Jonah is in the midst of the sea. God cared about him so much, God sent that great fish to come and swallow him, not to kill him, not to destroy him, not to eat him, not to chew him, but to save him from himself. But that never would have happened if Jonah would have just fulfilled his assignment. I'm feeling so good tonight. I can keep going, but I got to quit. God bless you tonight. I hope and pray this information has blessed your life. Are you fulfilling your assigned responsibilities? Dial number one right now on your phone. Let us pray for you, but make sure before we pray for you, you have made up your mind to do something for God so that God could feel good about answering this prayer. Dial number one right now so we can pray for you. God bless you. Caller ending in 2698, you're on the air live now. Please state your prayer request at this time, please.
Good evening, Brother Jones, Brother Mike Woods. Thank you for a wonderful lesson this evening. I would like everyone just to pray for my cousin, Frank Davidson, who's still battling with cancer, and continue prayer for this ministry and continue prayer for our youth and new converts. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Woods. We certainly appreciate you. We certainly keep those people in prayer. Caller ending in 9137, you're on the air live now. Please state your prayer request at this time.
I want to thank you, Brother Gardner. Thank you for that powerful message. I ask you to pray for the Gardner family, the DeBerry family, and the Darby family. Pray for all those by the wayside. And I ask prayer that I continue to grow strong in the Lord and continue to bless my hands so that I can bless the church in return. Thank you, brother. Keep on keeping on. Love you, brother.
Love you, Brother Gardner. Good to hear your voice tonight. We certainly appreciate you. We'll certainly be praying to God for you. Caller ending in 1340, you're on the air live now. Please state your prayer request at this time.
Good evening. This is Sister Carol Walker. Asking for prayers for myself. I've committed to being more evangelistic. One of the young ladies that I've been trying to have a personal Bible study with, it seems like she's trying to avoid me now. So I'm asking for prayers that God will, I know he's going to give the increase, but he will make a way so that I can meet up with this young lady and study with her. She hasn't even been back to worship since we made arrangements to meet and she canceled. So I'm just keep Jaslyn in prayer. And anyone else that I come in contact with that I intend to study the Word of God with so that they can become my sister or brother in Christ. Also keep me in prayer for my health. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Walker. We'll certainly keep you and your evangelistic efforts in prayer as well as your health as well. Thank you tonight for calling in. We'll certainly thank you for that. Caller in again, 4804. You're on the air live now. Please state your prayer request at this time.
Oh, good evening, Brother Jones. Devon Jones again up here in Detroit, just asking that you continue to lift up Richard Lee and his family. He lost his son last Sunday on Father's Day, and his funeral will be here in Detroit this coming weekend. So all those who are traveling and the family of Anthony, his son Anthony James, just keep them in prayer, if you will, please. No, thank you.
Thank you, Brother Jones. We'll certainly keep the family of Richard Lee's son in prayer, as well as Richard Lee also. Thank you, my brother. Caller ending in 5707. You're on the air live now. Please hit your prayer request at this time.
Yeah, this is Keisha Johnson, and I just want to ask prayer for the the 11-year-old that lost her life in the shooting in Anderson County. Ask for prayer for my cousin Nikki Carson, the sister and chief of police at Anderson, and going through a tough time. So we just ask for prayer for that whole situation and the family that's grieving.
All right. Thank you so much, Takesha, for calling in tonight. We certainly hate to hear about that news in this area. We'll certainly keep the families of the bereaved in prayer. Just a reminder that we need to do so much with our children to keep them away from danger and keep them, teach as many kids as we can so they can put down the guns and all these things that are going on. It's just really terrible. So just another reminder to do all we can for the cause of Christ and to help people. We want to thank all of you for being on the line tonight. Continue to fulfill your assignment. This coming weekend at the Grace Free Church of Christ, on Saturday, we have a Grace View community cookout where we're going to be giving out free food, hot dogs, hamburgers, drinks, chips to the community. Make sure you come out and have some fun with us. We're going to have things for the kids. We're going to have some games and things like that. And we're just going to have a good old Christian time this coming weekend, Saturday from 10 to 1. Make sure you come eat a burger with us, tell a joke or two. Let's talk about how good God is. Do me a favor, bow with me if you're physically able for a brief word of prayer. And thank all of you for being on tonight. God, we love you so much. We thank you for making a way out of no way. We thank you for giving us a wonderful assignment to tell people about you and your son, Jesus Christ, so that they could be saved. Open up doors for us, Lord. If you don't open up doors, allow us to understand that you can open up a window. And just help us find all the kind of work that we could do to continuously work for you. We pray for everybody that had a prayer request tonight that you'll touch those bereaved families, or you'll touch those who are dealing with disease and sickness, and you'll bless those in a special way. Be with the family of that young girl who was unfortunately killed, oh God. And we just pray that you be with Richard Lee's family as well as they mourn the loss of his son, and that you bless those people to get there safe and to get back home safe, Lord. We just pray, oh God, that you just bless everybody that's dealing with something, that hearts will be receptive to our plea of Jesus Christ, and hearts will be open to receive the engrafted word that is able to save their souls. Be with Brother Garner as well, Lord, that you bless him in all the ways that he's standing in need of. Bless Brother Woods as well. Bless Sister Walken, bless Brother Jones, and bless Takesha as well, Lord. We just, and her family and all those who are going through things. We just thank you, God, for being a big God and a God that's awesome. Bless us with all we stand in need of. We thank you. We love you. We adore you. It's in Jesus' holy and righteous name we pray. Amen. God bless you all tonight.